This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Chris Wilkins lost his sight around the age of 19, but has since adapted to life with sight loss thanks to technology, specialist education, and his love for cycling. Chris joins us now. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, Hubert.
What is your sight condition and how were you diagnosed?
So I've got an eye condition called optic atrophy. Obviously, there are different types of optic atrophy. Mine happened through when I was a baby, I had meningitis and a VP shunt was fitted. And unfortunately, that got blocked and sort of the pressure built up and, in a sense, in layman's terms, sort of blew out my optic nerves in a roundabout way.
Now, you lost your sight around the age of 19. How did it feel to lose your sight at that particular stage in life where so much kind of is going on?
This always baffles people, but it didn't really faze me. I think I had one moment where I was necessarily, I'd say, sad about it. I think that was the day I was actually registered blind. But then literally, I think an hour after that, I'd already managed to snap myself out of it, and I'd said to my dad, who was sitting at the hospital bed, oh, I'm going to university. I mean, that proved maybe a little bit trickier than I naively thought at the time. It took me, what, 3.5 years later? But I have made it to university. I'm now in my third year. But yeah, no, it didn't really affect me in too much of a negative way, I'd say.
When it comes to adapting to life with sight loss, when you're kind of learning how to do various things differently, what did you find particularly helped you with adapting to life with sight loss?
I'd actually say you, Hubert, to be fair. Obviously, we're from a very similar area. I believe it was sight concern. I'd see you once a week and you sort of showed me how to use my iPhone. In those sort of those first 6 months while I was waiting to join the Royal National College for the Blind, which again, I believe is a place you attended. So in those sort of 6-7 months between losing my eyesight and joining RNC, you were able to help me use my phone, which enabled me to stay in contact with my mates. So I definitely say that was the biggest help.
How helpful did you find specialist education such as RNC to help you, you know, learn to independently live with sight loss together with gaining other qualifications?
I would say it was definitely very helpful. So before I lost my sight, I was working in insurance brokerage. And then so I went to RNC and obviously on top of learning the independent living skills, how to cook, how to find my way down to a train station with a cane. I obviously obtained sports massage qualifications, which enabled me to then transition into university, where I'm now studying strength conditioning, rehabilitation and massage at Cardiff Met Uni, sorry. So, you know, specialist education definitely helped me to actually pinpoint where I wanted to go in life. Now I'd lost my eyesight.
Now let's talk paracycling, shall we? Because that's quite a big part of your life. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into that?
Yeah, so before I lost my eyesight, I was a keen cyclist. I did do road races, cyclocross races. And again, part of, I think my biggest driver might be my dad in this respect. He's always been a get up and go character. So when it became clear that I wouldn't be able to ride my solo bike on my own anymore, he bought a watt bike, and that sort of enabled me to train every day, which gave me a sort of, dare I say, a purpose to sort of get up in the morning. And then from there, we went to various para cycling sessions put on by British Cycling. I think we did one at Lee Valley, the road circuit, and then one up at Manchester Velodrome. And then from there, it sort of went one step to another, and I ended up doing some power testing in the talent identification part of GBCT, so that's Great Britain Cycling Team, and found myself on the foundation squad in 2022. So sort of just continued to work hard at it from there, really.
That is excellent. And when it comes to paracycling, what are sort of your future ambitions in regards to the sport and your participation within it?
So last year was definitely my most successful year in terms of paracycling. We managed to take the Road National title in June last year with my amazing pilot Henry. We also competed at two rounds of the World Cup in Ostend, Belgium, and then Maniego, Italy last May. Definitely in terms of this year, we've got track nationals coming up in the next 6 or so weeks, and then it'll be again out to the Road World Cups. Sort of more long term, I'd love to transition onto the full podium squad and being with a chance of making the LA 2028 Paralympic Games. So it's all about continuing to work hard and yeah, knuckle down, and hopefully I'll get that plane ticket to LA, but that's a few years away yet.
Well, hopefully we might be, you never know, speaking to you at the Paralympic Games in 2026. But before we let you go, what would be your message to people who are new to sight loss and, you know, who need a bit of encouragement or who maybe aren't sure where to start in, you know, their sight loss journey?
It can be quite a dark place, potentially, for some people. When they lose their eyesight, especially in later life. Obviously, there's no good period time to lose your eyesight, but from my point of view, particularly in later on in life, if you've, let's say, had your driving license taken away, it can be a particularly dark place for some people. Just know that there is a life where you can actually live a fully independent and full of fulfilling lifestyle while being blind. And just know that anything can be achieved, and the fact that you're blind, or the fact that you have a guide dog now or use a cane, you're still the same person. It's just about believing in yourself, and you'll be able to achieve anything as long as you put your mind to it, and staying positive and knowing that there is light at the end of the tunnel, even in those dark periods that some people may experience.
Fantastic. Well, Chris, we wish you the best of luck with your paracycling adventures, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you soon on that too. But for now, thank you very much for joining us here to share your sight loss story on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me on, Hubert.